for a healthier you? It's time for Gulf Coast Nutrition with Dr. V and Brenda B.
Welcome to Gulf Coast Nutrition with Dr. V and Brenda B. I'm Dr. Jeffrey Vallon, chiropractic physician, and this is the part where I say, and with me, my co-host, Brenda B., and I turn and see her smiling face. She is out of town today. She will be back next time, and I told her she's not allowed to leave anymore because the last time she went away, actually one of the first times she went away, on a trip up to New York, and she flew there, and she called me to tell me that she looked out the window and the wing of the plane was leaking hydraulic fluid, and they had to make an emergency landing. And I told her, see, bad omen, you can't go away anymore when we're having a show. So what does she do? She leaves town. She goes to New York. She's on a big private plane, beautiful thing, six leather seats in there and all. She calls to tell me that the landing gear wouldn't come down, and they had to make one of these missed approaches and go around and around, you know. And she said, she asked a pilot, what do you have to do? Do a spacewalk? How do you get the gear down? But anyway, they had a way to get the gear down. She finally landed, and landed safely. Very good, knock wood. And Brenda B. will be back with us next time, but I told her, see, bad omen. She's not allowed to do any traveling when there's a show going on. So there you go. And for those of you who are interested, Gulf Coast Nutrition is located at the corner of Alternate 19 and Alderman Road in Palm Harbor and the Public Shopping Plaza. And you can pick up a lot of the different supplements that we talk about here on the air. And today we have a great supplement we'll be talking about. Basically, this is from Doctor's Best, and it is their DHA product. And we have with us to discuss this is Dr. Paris Kidd, and he is an internationally recognized expert on health supplements. He is a spokesperson for Doctor's Best Supplement Company, and he's been on numerous radio programs worldwide because of his vast knowledge and expertise in the subject of supplements. Dr. Kidd, thank you so much for being with us today.
Well, it's good to be on, Dr. V.
Let's cut right to the chase. What is DHA? Educate me. Tell me what's going on there.
DHA is practically a vitamin for humans, Dr. V. DHA is the most active nutrient in what are called fish oil preparations. Many of our audience have heard that they should take fish oil. Well, the most active part of fish oil is DHA. And DHA operates on a fundamental basis in the body at the level of our cells, our individual cells, and there's been a great deal of clinical research on it that shows very conclusively that DHA has benefits for the brain, the eyes, the heart, the circulation, the joints, the bones, the GI tract, for male fertility, and for all the organ systems in the body, because it's operating at such a profound level of health.
Well, this is like a building block, basically, for your cells. Is that what we're talking about here?
Yes, it is a building block for the cells. Our cells are built around structures called membranes, which are thin sheets of molecules. These membranes are loaded with enzymes that are very, very active and do most of the heavy lifting in our cells. And DHA gives to membranes properties that make them efficient and able to carry out all of the diverse tasks that they have to carry out. So the more DHA we have in our diet is the more efficient our membranes will be in all of our cells, and therefore the better the chance we have of operating on a very, very high level of health.
Which is why as we get older, we really need to pay attention to these sort of supplements like DHA. Absolutely
right,
imperative.
Right.
Now, where do we normally get it from then? What are some of our best sources then?
Well, we normally get it from marine sources, from cold water fish. That is the most predominant source. There are land sources of omega-3s, but unfortunately the body is very, very inefficient at making DHA from other omega-3s.
So
to get DHA in our diet, we either have to eat a lot of salmon and tuna, stuff like that, and or we have to take a DHA supplement. Taking flaxseed oil or the plain routine fish oil is not likely to be sufficient.
Now, yeah, just say that again, please, because I know a lot of people that say that, well, I take this or I take that, but it's not the same as DHA, right?
Right. The fish oils tend to have smaller amounts of DHA than of the other omega-3s. And it's clear to me from the scientific research that when we have other omega-3s present in the mix, they can compete with DHA to get into the membranes of the cells. So we need to take a high DHA supplement. We need to take a supplement that has at least three times more DHA than other omega-3s. And these are specialized supplements that really function best to provide the body with this vitamin.
So you're saying, like, compared the DHA compared to, like, the EPA, we want to take three times more DHA? Is that what we're discussing there?
Yes, at least. And all of the tissues in the body have at least three times more DHA than EPA.
Ah,
and,
I see.
And the brain actually has no EPA. The brain only has DHA.
I did not know that.
For brain benefits, for circulatory benefits, for all of the other benefits I mentioned earlier, it's important to be sure that we get enough DHA in our diet.
So
the only way to be sure of that is to supplement with a high DHA preparation.
And before I get into the doctor's best DHA product, which I've looked at and I found to be absolutely fabulous from start to finish on how it's put together and what it provides for you, just in general, again, the health benefits of the DHA, because I know there are so many, because if someone's looking at it from the other side of the coin, which is I have a particular issue or a particular symptom or a particular health concern, when should I focus on the DHA? What kind of issues am I looking at?
Well, the focus on DHA begins, actually, before you're even born.
Uh-huh.
Because just to make a baby, the sperm has to have sufficient motility, sufficient ability to move, to get into the egg, and that requires DHA. And then already during early development of the fetus, even before the mother realizes she's pregnant, the developing brain and the developing heart have got to have sufficient DHA if they're going to develop normally. And then at birth, a child that is born without sufficient DHA has lifelong risk of problems with memory, learning, mood, behavior, personality, inappropriate violence, even suicide.
So you're not, so this isn't just something that I'm elderly now, I need to supplement, I should start taking DHA.
No, this is
something
all the way through life.
In fact,
children who have problems with vision, with learning capacity, and with behavior often benefit from getting a DHA supplement.
Now, we've only got about a minute and a half before we go to another segment, but why are most people deficient in fish oils and DHA? I mean, why isn't it just something you say, well, I eat a balanced diet, so I'm fine?
Well, depends on what you mean by balanced diet.
Right, because I hear that too.
Yeah, if they would consume three meals a week of Alaskan sockeye salmon, they might get enough DHA.
Hmm.
But Alaskan sockeye salmon runs about $18 a pound, if you can even find it. All the other salmons tend to be contaminated with mercury and dioxins and PCBs. So we're talking about a pretty expensive balanced diet here.
I understand that. Yeah, go ahead.
Right. So you know, it is possible to get a decent amount of DHA from these cold water fish, but you have to be very, very careful that you buy the cleanest fish, because the benefits you get from the DHA could be offset from the mercury and the other pollutants that many of the fish carry.
Excellent point.
So this is why we recommend, as an expert in this field over more than 30 years, I recommend that people simply take a DHA, a clean, high-level, high-concentration DHA supplement.
Wow, that is some fantastic advice that I've followed for many years now, ever since I've met Brenda B., and she's convinced me about all these things. And one of the things I found that was very interesting was testing the omega levels, and that's something that we're going to get into Right when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit about how you test your omega levels to find out what your DHA is, if you're concerned about that. And also, calamari, the squid as a DHA source, is really something I found very interesting. And then for those who are vegetarians or vegans who don't eat fish, we're going to cover a little bit about how they can get the DHA that they need. And for those of you, again, who are interested in finding out more about the doctor's best product, you can go on to GulfCoastNutrition.com. You can just type in Doctor's Best, Best DHA, and you can find that product right there. Give us a call, though. Our phone number's on the website, and you can find out more information about ordering that from us there. And if you want to stop by, we're at the corner of Alternate 19 and Alderman Road in Palm Harbor, Florida, right there in that public shopping plaza. So in just a minute, we'll be covering more with Dr. Paris Kidd. You're listening to Gulf Coast Nutrition with Dr. V and Brenda B.